One thing that's very popular with young children is floaties, right? Put the little floaties on the kids so they're okay in the water. And I'm not against floaties. I am against floaties if you're in your 20s and you're still wearing them. It's just not cool. But here's the thing. That can sort of represent a mentality of we want to protect our children, but we also need to prepare our children. I think better than floaties is teach your children how to swim. In the same way as we're raising our kids in Christian homes, we need to teach them how to live in the real world, how to think biblically, how to obey God, and most importantly, how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Sometimes we over-shelter our children. It's called helicopter parenting. And we die on hills we don't need to die on. And sometimes we major on minors. We're like saying to our kids, you can't watch those cartoons on television. You can only watch VeggieTales. You can't listen to that pop music. You can only listen to Christian music. Some Christian music isn't all that great. There's a lot of great Christian music. There's some bad music too. You can't watch that secular movie. You can only watch God's Not Dead Part 8. I'm not against God's Not Dead. Great film series. But my point is, prepare children for the real world. You know, Moses said, teach your children when they lie down, when they rise up, while you walk in the way. Well, we always did 1 hour devotions with the kids out of Leviticus. Lighten up a little bit. Bring a little fun into it. Definitely bring some joy into it. It's teaching your child how to have a relationship with God. Listen, your children cannot go any further than you yourself have gone. There's a point for teaching, but there's another place for modeling and showing them what it is to walk with and know Jesus Christ. Let's train our children up in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. So if you're in your 20s, it's time to take off the floaties and learn how to swim. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this podcast. To learn more about Harvest Ministries, follow this show and consider supporting it. Just go to harvest.org. And to find out how to know God personally, go to harvest.org and click on Know God.